I want everybody to sit here and imagine you having to bury your child that somebody just murdered. We all know when our children are born, we're so proud. Fathers, they want their baby boys. Us moms, we get that love from our sons. They don't get that anymore. Justice, what is justice? Do we get to see Dante smile? We don't get to see that. Do we get to hear Dante joke again? We don't get to hear that.
If we could fly away and get away from racism and all kind of craziness that goes on in this world that's killing all us black men
and women.
I would have been left a long time ago. Welcome everybody to the Reality Rap Show. It's your man AC Fire, and I got Big Chris with me. Yeah. And and for those that don't know out there, you know, another officer shot and killed another young black man.
Are they really officers? Or are they Klansmen in police uniforms?
Klansperson. This particular
that's
person.
That's right, Klansperson. That's
this,
a woman.
This particular person.
A 26-year veteran,
was a woman officer, so.
Who's already out of jail, incidentally. She posted the $100,000 bail the same day.
Yeah.
I want to go. I mean, they make, she got $100,000 bail to get out of jail the same day. Wow.
Yeah. You know, rest in peace to Dante White. And, you know, condolences to his family.
Yes. And his son.
Son growing up without a father. Another one, unfortunately. You know, it's crazy is not a word.
Stopped?
I can't say it's beyond crazy.
How do you get
I don't even know what it is right now.
Registration. And wind up dead.
You ever ride through South Jersey in the 90s? It's hard.
They said
so. Things happen.
Three
I didn't
officers,
even die, but it was hard.
But they said three officers approached the car for an expired registration.
Warranted. That's overkill.
Was that overkill? Just,
yes,
just
of course.
Of course it is. Just a little bit. And the fact that that baby knew. And that's all I can call him as a baby because I got a 23-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that that baby, when he got pulled over, called his mama.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I don't even know how to say or how we can convey as people of color. Like, it's every day one of us is going down for the simplest stops. Like, it's not even it was a stop for an expired registration because he had something hanging
allegedly
in his,
it was,
in his window.
The
whatever
air
the
freshener.
Thing, air, whatever.
But,
the,
you know, but that's still
but
no cause.
To,
yeah, there's no cause for that. To draw your weapon, period. To even get tased for it. It's nonsense.
Taser from a fucking fire.
It's nonsense.
It is. And then they get to walk away until they institute these police reforms where the officers can be sued individually.
Convicted, sued, a whole nine yards.
But they also need to be held accountable. Not just with a trial, because whether they find them guilty or innocent, it's going to be the city that's going to absorb
the hit
when they got to pay out to these families. Not that that ever is going to replace any
person that was
lost, but they, you know, they get whatever, they get out in a couple of years, and they just actually had a couple of years ago, I don't know if I remember, in like 2017, the black officer that shot the lady in the house that was a yoga teacher or something, he got 10 years.
Mm.
He got 10 years.
Mm. Wow.
What white officer has ever been convicted of murdering a black person? And that's even going back to Rodney King.
Mm. You right?
But like, and it's like, and I'm looking at this Derek Chauvin, and you know that verdict is going to be coming out next week, and I'm just so afraid for that city because it's two hits within a year.
Yeah.
The loss of George Floyd and this young man, Dante Wright. It's too much.
It's a big black eye down there. It's worse than a black eye down there.
It's worse.
It's life's loss down there, and these are the ones that we know about. You know, I don't know the history of that city. I don't know that particular area. But you know, I don't know. Is there a history of things like this in the past? Because it seems like it to me.
The news said there's been. I think they said it was almost 13 murders of black men in Minneapolis in the last 5 years.
Now, is that at the hands of the officers?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
So I
know that there is a more history of that that did not make the light of those people in that community. They know who they lost, you know, let's just say in the 90s or in the 80s or in the early 2000s.
Or
but
the
not,
same year that or, 2020, yes. You know,
yeah.
When George Floyd was murdered. It's not. They said that Minneapolis has a horrible police. They have a high death rate amongst police officers with men of color in that state.
Yeah, that's a bad That's a bad statistic right there.
I mean, because literally it's a pinhole on the damn map. So how do you have such, I ain't going to say high crime rate, you know, a high murder rate amongst all, like, so every black person you stop is a threat. However, the one in Georgia, the big fat fuck who looked like he was 110 years old, who was probably 20 something years old, that was fat and fucking balding, he kills 8 people in the damn store and comes out with his leg bleed. How is that possible? How is that possible?
We would have to ask the officer. So any of you officers out there, the law, you know, that would like to speak up for your boys in blue or whatever's going on, please let us know.
Being a person of color, because we got this little boy, Adam Toledo, 13 years old. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, which I think they said his murder was a couple of months ago, but now they're just releasing
the body cam.
Yeah. The footage.
13 years old. I mean, you could clearly see now he was a child. There was no miss. It wasn't no midget. Wasn't no dwarf. He was a freaking child. Now, according to what the police officer said, which they already have tore apart what he put in his report, which was the same thing that, you know, they did for George Floyd, to find that there were so many errors in it, because what we saw from the body cam footage, the little boy had his hands up.
Yeah.
So how did he have a gun when both his hands was up? And he even had his hands so innocent as a child. So then, to me, I feel like they're trying to get an officer out, because they're like, after he fired, he immediately went over and started chest compressions. What? So in addition to killing our black men, now you're killing our babies.
Yeah.
A fucking 13-year-old. What was he, in the 7th or 8th grade? He doesn't get his 8th grade graduation. Somebody had to call that little boy's, that baby's mother and say, your son got shot in the fucking chest and he's dead.
Yeah. Well, and by a cop.
And so my thing is, do these cops need more training? Because that's even taking us back to the female officer who shot Dante Wright, who was 20 years old, who was a 26-year-old veteran.
Veteran.
And was training rookies.
But I'm sure she was training them. This is how we handle situations like this of people of color.
Taser.
Yeah.
From a firearm? I mean, I know I don't know anything about it, but I'm pretty sure there's a weight difference of a couple of pounds.
There's a big difference.
And my understanding is they're also either yellow or green.
Yes.
As opposed to your weapon being black or a dark gray. So.
And they're on opposite sides. They're not even on the same side.
Exactly.
Of your person. So, you know, so.
It's been explained to me, yet again, a layperson, because I know some officers and I've been speaking to them. They say that you carry your gun is in your dominant hand, okay? And your taser is in your non-dominant hand because the first response is supposed to be you try to tase someone before you shoot them. However, if you're a person of color, they seem to shoot you first and then forget to pull out the taser, because the worst thing that I heard that police chief say when that young man was murdered was, it was a simple mistake. A 20-year-old got shot in his chest that the world witnessed. And we seen the video, much like George Floyd. We watched that baby in that car die. He died from that gunshot. And then my thing is this. He was 95 pounds soaking wet.
They had a 13-year-old.
As a mother, she was 26. She should have said, boy.
Yeah.
Put the mother voice on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But for it to end like... Mm-hmm. For that baby's life to end like that?
Yeah.
And then crazy. The police chief says, it was a simple mistake? Well, I dare you to be on the opposite end, and it's your son or your daughter.
Yeah.
And to see if you would be as calm. And which, incidentally, after that, he did resign. As yeah, well they as did. Well, the fuck he should have.
Yeah. 100%. Well, be safe, people out there.
Just and you can't know. And you can't even say don't fight back, don't say nothing, don't walk. You, it's like you have a target regardless, and it's like there's nothing that you can do. I mean, it just made us revisit Breonna Taylor, who was in her bed asleep.
Yep.
Sandra Bland, who made a so they say an illegal turn, or I'm sorry, failed to yield when she turned, to end up dead.
Yeah, this is like it's the judge, the jury, the executioner, all that is taking place when you're stopped. So I would definitely
it's
make
not
that
even it's when you sleep is when the
yeah
fuck
it's
you,
like when you yeah
it's anything if yeah. you're if you're black
if you any person of color at this point if you got you got pigmentation in your skin and if you are black. It's like now it's like oh man it's the end of it.
How come all the white ones can walk away and they commit multiple murders and they walk out
or they kill themselves?
Well, no, this little boy at FedEx killed himself, but like I said, that one in Atlanta that went to okay, that Dylan boy
shot a cop and got a leg shot or something like that. I don't know.
Or even that Dylan boy that killed all those people in the church.
Yeah.
They took him, what they say, to McDonald's or
Burger
King.
King. Something like that.
The fuck out of here. Nonsense. It's like, come
on. Yeah. Yeah. Enough's enough, man. Shit needs to stop. You know, I listen. Sometimes you're in a situation, it's either you or them, and you're not, and I'm not the one. So I hate to be in a situation like that because I know I got a mother that loves me, and, you know, I'm a father that got children, and I want to be there for them as well. But, hey, man, listen, sometimes when it's time to punch it and got to go, you got to go. But make that call and call your loved ones, man. That's to all my black men and women out there, you know.
Point,
so
point expired registration. He shouldn't have wound up dead.
Never.
George Floyd for a counterfeit $20 bill shouldn't have wound up dead.
Nope.
Sandra Bland, for not having a proper turn signal, shouldn't have wound up dead. Breonna Taylor sleeping in her own bed in her own apartment shouldn't have got murdered in her own home.
Regardless of who she was dealing
and
with.
Aubrey walking or jogging through a neighborhood shouldn't have had his life snuffed out, and he had to run for his life fearful. And hunted down like an animal by some racist because of the color of his skin. And the list goes on and on and on and on as we all read on a daily or weekly basis.
From the Reality Rap Show to all of this list out there, listen, stay safe, stay loved.
Stay prayed up. Stay safe. Keep your loved one. Let them know you love them before they leave, because, my God, it doesn't matter. No one with any color is safe.
Not at all. Try to keep the violence to a minimum. Win, lose, or draw. Protest in peace as much as we can.
Yeah, no looting people like that. That's just, I can't co-sign that. I agree with the rallies and the marches, Oh, did you see that sergeant that harassed that little black boy in South Carolina that was walking down the street and asked him about
the and he shoved him
he did get arrested and got charged with third degree assault, but it's like, come on.
Yes, that's
and like I said, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was a respectful young black man. Let him come to some of the areas I work in. He would have been on his back.
I understand. Big Chris and AC5, we getting up out of here, party people, man.
Let's take the plane. Be safe, people.
Yes, please. Definitely be safe out here.
Please.
Oh, man.
Like, don't.